व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्वम युवानम वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतम ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रम करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपम स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृणन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं सारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विघ्नस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र स्त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकं अध्यात्मदीपमतितितीर्षतां तमोन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। वञ्जितोऽहं महाराज हरिणा बन्धुरूपिणा येन मे अपहृतं तेजो देवविस्मापनं महत् यस्य क्षणवियोगेन लोको ह्यप्रियदर्शनः उक्थेन रहितो ह्येष मृतकः प्रोच्यते यथा। अर्जुन was in depressed mood because of the separation from Bhagavan Krishna. He went along with Krishna to Dwaraka and lived there with him for some months. When Bhagavan decided to give up his body, he did not even inform Arjuna that I am going to give up my body. And while giving up, Bhagavan gave a duty to Arjuna to protect the women of Dwaraka. While bringing those women to Dwaraka, Arjuna was beaten by tribals and he lost the war. So he was full of depression. He comes back to Hastinapura and informs whatever happened to Yudhishthira. So while informing, he laments, "Oh my dear brother, I have been betrayed by Bhagavan. He has deprived me of my powers, which was once the wonder even for devatas. Just as a body which is very dear and near becomes an object of repulsion when the life principle goes away, similarly, the entire world is an unpleasant place for me now, since it is deprived the presence of Bhagavan himself." So Yudhishthira was very much shocked to hear this news and asked Arjuna to give detailed version what happened. So Arjuna remembers with all gratitude about the Lord's grace towards his life and towards other brothers' life. When we remember the Lord, there are two types of attitude. One is attitude of gratitude, another is attitude of complaint. General man always complains. He doesn't count the blessings in his life. He counts what are all the missings in his life. So I don't have this, I don't have that. Like that he counts, and when he comes to temple, stands in front of the Lord and scolds Lord also. I gave you this banana, that coconut, but you did not approve my appeal or application. Here is the sign of devotion, which is full of gratitude. So we find in this entire some 10-12 shlokas, beautifully Arjuna remembers whatever happened in his life, and he remembers the blessings of the Lord in those difficult situations. Yet samshaya drupadagehaham upagatanam rajnyam swayamaramuke smaradurmadanam tejokritam khalumaya bhigatascha matsyaha sajjikritena dhanushadikata cha krishna. He remembers how he could win over Draupadi in that competition. Because of Shakuni Mama's cunningness, all the Pandavas were sent to Himalayas, wherein Shakuni Mama managed to build a wax house. So while staying in that wax house, they were simply are going to be destroyed according to Shakuni Mama's cunningness. But somehow Vidurji came to know and gave a safe passage for them, and they escaped from that wax house accident, and they were roaming maybe northeast side Nagaland's. They did not know language of the Pandavas, and Pandavas did not know language of that area people. So like that they were roaming. Bhagavan was worried about their safety. So he wanted to know whether they are alive or not. He sent his personal assistant Uddhava in search of these Pandavas. So Uddhava comes to this area. He was caught by the tribal, because while he was staying there, suddenly one girl came and stood in front of him. And as a brahmachari, born in a good cultured family, he told, "No, no, this is not the way for us to join in life. You go back, I will inform my parents, and they, if they agree, we will marry." Like that he sent. After 1 hour, another same girl came second time. The story you might not have heard. Same girl stands in front of him, then same type of advice was given, then went. When Uddhava got up early in the morning, he found the entire village was surrounding his house, all in their own tribal language, very much angry, that much he could understand. So keeping the sword, like that they were shouting. Then Uddhava could not understand. Yesterday only they welcomed me and gave beautiful residence. Then they assured that we will try to find out where Pandavas are, because you have come from the Dwaraka. Suddenly now they have become antagonized. What happened? The leader of that clan was the father of the girl who came to Uddhava's residence yesterday night. This much he understood, because that girl was crying. But for his shock, two girls with same appearance, they both are crying. According to their tribal law, any girl who likes a boy, if the girl goes and stands in front of him in the midnight, he has to marry, it seems. So if he refuses, not only no one will marry that girl has to die. And these two girls were these children of, daughters of that tribal leader. So the person who refused has to give proper reason for refusing, otherwise he also will be killed. Now for Uddhava, great difficulty, because he don't know their language. And they cannot understand Uddhava's language. So he was struggling, and they are about to pass a judgment, and these two daughters are going to die. Like that, a big galata was going on. Suddenly he remembered Bhagavan. "Hey Bhagavan, I came here on your mission. Like this something happened. I have not misbehaved with anyone. I have followed my Swadharma. Being a brahmachari, I cannot accept anyone without the permission of the parents. Like that only I told. So I have not misbehaved with anyone. Why this problem?" Like that he remembered. as even he remembered. So many times in Mahabharata, Bhagavan's supernatural powers are expressed. As even he remembers, Vyasacharya stands there. Seeing Vyasacharya, all the tribal leaders are bowing down to him. They call him Master, Master, Master. Vyasacharya knew their language and he used to give some medicines. So whenever they were in trouble, tribal people, they have a lot of respect for him. So as even he appeared, they all bow down to him. Then Vyasacharya asked, what is the reason why this galata is going on, what this boy has done? Then they told all these things, so he understood. Now he translated their views to Uddhava. And then Uddhava told like this, whatever way I have to behave, that much only I behaved. I am the friend and disciple of Krishna. So I did not do anything wrong. You ask these girls like that. So they also told, no, that is the problem. He refused it, that is the problem. Finally, Vyasacharya gave an idea. See, you work according to your culture. And that boy behaved according to his culture, family culture. So allow him to go and get the permission. Then he can arrange. Like that, he made escape route for Uddhava. Still, they could not find out where Pandavas were. So Vyasacharya told, because of his tapashakti, he told that they were nearby Drupada Raja kingdom. So asked Bhagavan to arrange a competition. They should come as the participants in the competition. Then you can find out Arjuna's and Pandavas. Like that, Vyasacharya himself gave. Vyasacharya was the connecting link between all these people. So Uddhava again went back to Bhagavan and told like this. So Bhagavan went to Drupada Raja. Drupada Raja, you know, was the enemy of Dronacharya, beaten by Arjuna himself. After defeated by Arjuna himself, Drupada Raja went to perform a yaga wherein he asked for a son who can kill Dronacharya. And he asked for a daughter who should be married to Arjuna. These two boons he asked. So he was performing that puja from Yaga Agni. As a grown-up children, both of them have come. Drishtadyumna and Draupadi. As a grown-up children, not as a child. The age when he came from Yaga Kunta is marriage age. So immediately these marriage arrangements were arranged. Then Krishna himself suggested Drupada Raja to have a competition which can be won only by Arjuna. So no Rathi, that is no warrior, can win that competition. Drupada Raja told, you please, that also you yourself suggest what type of competition. So sir, Bhagavan only suggests like this, there should be a matsya, and that matsya should be hit not by seeing that matsya, seeing the shadow of the matsya in the water. So Arjuna remembers all these things because of Bhagavan's grace. I could win over Draupadi in that competition. In that Swayampara they were in Brahmana Vesha. So when all the Rakshatriyas tried their hand, failed, finally Drishtadyumna gave permission to participate. Brahmanas also can participate in that, because Brahmanas can marry Kshatriya girl. So Arjuna participated and won. So all the Kshatriyas became very angry. He have put a tough competition with a purpose that to humiliate us. Like that, they were very much angry against the Drupada Raja and they were trying to harm him. So immediately Bhima and Arjuna managed to fight all. In that fight, Duryodhana was there, Karna was there, everybody was there. When Karna tried to participate, Draupadi told, no, I cannot marry a Sutaputra, charioteer son. So Arjuna says, because of Bhagavan's grace only, I could win in the competition successfully, and I could fight with the others, and marriage happened. That marriage also very peculiar marriage. When they were bringing Draupadi to their house, Mother Kunti was inside the room. So they simply they told, Mother, we have brought Bhiksha, special Bhiksha. Brahmanas, na? So as usual, she told, share with all. But that Bhiksha is a girl. How can he share a girl with all the brothers? So Yudhishthira got shocked. But Yudhishthira told, since it has come from the mother's mouth, there must be some reason. Because Kunti Devi never told any lie. So it has come from her mouth. Then what to do? Then Bhagavan and Vyasacharya both have come and told, Draupadi is not an ordinary human being. She is Shakti of every one of you. All the Pandavas are one Devata. Arjuna is an embodiment of Indra Shakti. Indra Putra, they call it. Vayu Putra is Bhima. Like that, Yudhishthira is Putra of Yamadharma Raja. Ashwini Kumar is born as Nakula Sahadeva. So every Devata has one own Shakti. All the Shaktis have come in the form of Draupadi. That is why she is not born through a womb of a mother. She born out of Yaga Agni. It seems she in the last Janma, Draupadi prayed to Bhagavan Shiva that I should have power of all these five Devatas. I should have power of all these five Devatas means what? Indra's power, Vayu's power, like that. So Bhagavan Shiva blessed. May not be in Devata Rupa, but in Manushya Rupa you will have. So they revealed the past birth of Draupadi and agreed for a girl marrying five people under one condition. 1 year she will live with one husband. After that period is over, she had to enter the fire. She had to enter the fire. And 1 year tapas she has to do. Then again after 1 year, she can live with another brother. If any other brother has seen Draupadi when she was with some other brother, then that brother has to do 2 years tapasya. Like that Arjuna had to do. So that is another story. So marriage of Draupadi happened because of Bhagavan's grace. Because unless Bhagavan reveals these inner secrets, you cannot have five husband. Bhagavan told, no, you are not ordinary person. You are not born of a human womb. Therefore, human laws are not for you people. And other rishis also told, yes, 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 whatever Bhagavan says, whatever Vyasacharya says is correct, like that. But now that is taken as a criterion for marriages. Five husbands in Hinduism, people had five husbands. There is the only exception that too. With given, see, you know Draupadi from scripture, Mahabharata, correct? The same Mahabharata says she was not born out of a mother's womb and she was Shakti. And the same scripture says if anybody wants to have five husbands, after living with one husband, she has to enter the fire. Follow and have five husbands. These are all modern arguments, you know. We sympathize with those people who argue. Modern arguments, these are all. Why can't a girl, if a boy can have five wives, why can't a girl can have five husbands like that? Yat sannidavahamukha kandavam agnayedam indram cha samaraganam tarasa vijitya labdha sabha mayakrita adbhuta shilpamaya digbhyo haran rupatayo balimadvarete. Arjuna remembers the Kandava Dahanam. Dhritarashtra gave that Kandava Pradesha, which was very dry place, as a share, as their share. So Bhagavan asked the Pandavas to accept that dana. Properties were divided between Duryodhana and Pandavas. So Bhagavan asked them to accept and work for prosperity. So they accepted because of Bhagavan's command. they were trying to convert that entire Kandava Pradesha, forest it is, as a desha, field of cultivation. So they had to destroy all the bushes. By the time Agni Devata requested Arjuna, "Arjuna, this is the chance. I am already overeaten and have a lot of indigestion problem. Lot of ghee they poured in me in Yagashala. All over the world they are pouring ghee, and every time I have to swallow all the ghee, so I am in indigestion. So please help me by giving more and more fire." So he put fire to the Kandava. Yes, double purpose. He can satisfy Agni Devata, and at the same time he can clear the bushes and construct the city. But in that Pradesha, lot of snakes were there. Among them, the family of Takshaka. This Takshaka is going to bite Parikshit afterwards. So he was trying to escape, and he surrendered to Indra. So Indra was his friend. These are all devatas in various rupas, forms. So Indra came fighting against Arjuna. So one side Indra and other devatas, another side Arjuna and Bhagavan. In between our Agni Devata. He wants a lot of food. Aushadhi. That forest is full of aushadhi. So indigestion means you have to take some medicinal herbs. So he wants that. In that fight, Arjuna won over Indra. Then finally, being defeated, Indra told, all right, because of Bhagavan's presence, you have won the war. Now you ask what boon you want. Then Arjuna asked, bless us that we will be always friends. Who? Arjuna and Bhagavan Krishna. Then, as a gift, this Maya's palace was given. It's a magical palace. And that led to again one more humiliation to Duryodhana. Lot of all links are there, you know. One humiliation leads to another revenge. That revenge humiliates another person. Then it leads like that, Mahabharata goes. Yette jasa nrupashirongri mahanmakharte aryo anujastava gajayuta sattva viryaha tena hrita pramathanatha makhaya bhupa yenmochita tadanayan balimadhvarete. This shloka describes the story of Jarasandavada and Rajasuyaga. There was one Jarasandha, father-in-law of Kamsa was Jarasandha. Kamsa was killed by Krishna, therefore father-in-law naturally was angry. So about 18 times he went for battle, bringing 21 Akshauhinis. Mahabharata war is only 18. This fellow brought 18 times 21 Akshauhinis. 21 Akshauhini means 1 Akshauhini means 1 lakh, more than 1 lakh 5,000 something. So Bhagavan destroyed everything, but this fellow was not at destroyed because he has to be destroyed by Bhima. And this Jarasandha was very powerful king. He has conquered 9,990 Rajas. And he wants to do one puja to Shiva, wherein these 10,000 Rajas are going to be sacrificed. Bali. So it was great adharma. Who gave this idea of puja, we don't know. No mention in the Mahabharatam. For what purpose he is going to do that puja also, that also not known. So Bhagavan wanted to give release to all these 9,990. Another 10 Rajas he has to collect. He collects the Rajas like our museum. In jail he puts that Raja. Then he is waiting for a particular auspicious period. So that time Yudhishthira wanted to do Rajasuyaga. Rajasuyaga means you have to make all other Rajas to accept you as their leader. Either by your bravery, or by your power, or by your goodness. So Jarasandha will never accept Yudhishthira, because Yudhishthira was friend of Krishna. So enemy's friend is enemy only. Unless you destroy Jarasandha, you cannot perform yaga. So how to destroy? He cannot be destroyed. He managed to escape from Bhagavan himself 18 times. That was the public perception. Bhagavan left him with purpose. People don't know. So he managed to escape from Bhagavan 18 times. How can he destroy? Then Bhagavan told the secret of his power. Then asked Arjuna and Bhima to accompany him. So Arjuna, Bhima and Krishna, all the three went to Jarasandha's palace in a Brahmana Vesha. If they go in a Kshatriya Vesha, immediately they had to fight. So they went in a Brahmana Vesha. Then Brahmanas, towards Brahmanas, this Jarasandha was very respectful. Any Brahmana means he will respect. And he was Satyasandha. That is the wonder, you know. He will never take back his word. Whatever he says, he will follow. So when you read Mahabharata, one thing you come across, even the so-called villains are Satyasandhas. They had some peculiarity with them, that's all. But they followed all the dharmic life, especially Satya. So that is the weakness on the part of Jarasandha. Bhagavan knows that. So he told whatever he says, he will follow. And whatever word he gives to Brahmana, certainly he will follow. So he will go there, ask Bhiksha in the form of fight. Dvandva Yuddha. So in Dvandva Yuddha, Bhima is powerful. So naturally Bhima will win. Like that, that was the conspiracy. They went and they were honored, thinking that they were Brahmanas. Then he asked, what should I do for your sake, like that? Because Brahmanas won't go to Raja without any purpose. So they told, tomorrow we'll tell. Already evening over. After evening you cannot fight, na? Already evening over. Tomorrow we'll tell. So next day morning, he came to their guest house and asked, please tell, what should I do? Then told, you have to fight with Bhima. Since he has given word, he knows that he is going to die. Still he agreed. With all braveness he agreed. That's what we find. Villains were truthful. Nowadays the so-called heroes are not truthful. Truth was base of the society in those days, you know. Nowadays, you cannot imagine the condition of the truth in the society. So in that fight, Bhima was beating, nothing happens to this fellow. Then Arjuna was very much worried whether Bhima will be defeated. He asked Bhagavan, what will happen? Bhima has to be defeated, nothing will happen. But one technique is there. If you agree to do that technique, then he may win. What? You have to give a suggestion that he should be tarred off, who Jarasandha should be tarred off. Every time Bhima tarring him, that body becomes one. So that the two pieces of the body is there, na? So that should be put opposite direction. So then it will not come and join. So that is signal you have to give, and that to take one piece of grass and tear it and give the signal. Arjuna told, it is adharma, Bhagavan. You don't ask me to do adharma. I cannot do. See the truthfulness, you see. You cannot suggest these types of things. When others are fighting, you cannot instigate one person. So Bhagavan told, okay, if you are going to follow dharma, Bhima will die. Then Arjuna told, let him die. I cannot tell all these things. Let him die means what? For Bhagavan it is a loss. So now he told, all right, I will do that adharma. Every time like that. He will ask Pandavas to do adharma, tell some lie or do like this. They will refuse. Naturally Bhagavan will take that responsibility. So he gives that signal, then finally that Bhima was not that much intelligent person according to Mahabharata. Very devoted person to Krishna. He finds Krishna is doing something, signals. He cannot stop the war and ask, hey, what you are telling, please tell like that. He cannot ask, because that fellow will come and hit. Like that from facial expressions he was asking, somehow Bhagavan managed to give that hint. Then he understood, that is there. Finally, won over Jarasandha. And after that, Rajasuya Yaga happened. The purpose of Rajasuya Yaga was Pandu Maharaja, who was in heaven, expressed the desire to Naradji that I wanted to do Rajasuya Yaga because of Rishi Shapa, I could not do. So you ask my children to do that. Narada Rishi came and expressed that desire of Pandu. So Yudhishthira was worrying. That time Arjuna told, whether it is for the sake of father or not, it should be done for the sake of honoring the Lord Krishna. How you say? How you say? Yudhishthira asked. Arjuna told, see, we have to show to the world, those who have depended upon Bhagavan Krishna have become emperors. For that reason, we have to be ready to give up our lives also, like that. Arjuna was very much devoted to Bhagavan. So Yudhishthira agreed. Bhagavan also immediately agreed to help him. Because he is the person, dharmic person, he should become the leader of all kings. So a lot of helps he did. And in that function, Rajasu Yaga, one relatives were given one portfolio. You may know that. Duryodhana was given portfolio of giving gifts. Bhagavan has taken the portfolio of receiving the sadhus and washing their feet. Receiving the sadhus means you have to wash their feet. Not a hello, hi. Really, you have to bow down to them. Then every sadhu who comes, you have to wash their feet. Then keep their chappal and you should be the shoe stand. Voila. You should be a shoe keeper. That portfolio Bhagavan has taken. Then function was going on, yaga was over. Then ultimately, finally, the agra puja has to be done. First reverence. Whom to give this first reverence? So naturally, they turned towards Vyasacharya. Because Vyasacharya was the senior most and Rishi also. And because of Vyasacharya's blessings only, this Kuru Vamsha was continuing. So Vyasacharya told, don't approach me, I am not fit for that. When Bhagavan himself is here, I am not fit for that. Then Bhishmacharya also accepted. Then finally, they were searching for Bhagavan. Hey, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He was washing the feet of the sadhus. And Bhagavan also took that opportunity. Because in no other opportunity, rishis will accept Bhagavan serving them. So that is the opportunity. And the duty was given by Yudhishthira. They are guests of Yudhishthira. So they cannot interfere with this duty of Krishna. So Bhagavan wanted to show to the world, you serve sadhus, then you will be given highest honor in the creation. Now he is serving the sadhus. Now Yudhishthira's people come and call him. Please come, Agra Puja is for you only. Oh, I am elected for Agra Puja. Like that, with all happy mood, he went there. Many Rajas did not agree, because according to them, he was Gopala, cowherd boy. Many did not even accept him as Kshatriya at all. Because very birth itself is a problematic birth. Lot of problems are there. And growing among the Gopala, and he did not go to any Gurukula also. Just 64 days he stayed in school. So these are all problems. From the worldly angle, he is uneducated, uncultured, one peacock feather he is having, like tribal, not even mukuta. He doesn't have mukuta. Bhagavan did not have mukuta. Because he was not a crowned king. He was a king maker. He never became a king. So Shishupala suddenly appeared in the scene and started scolding. Another type of Vishnu Sahasranama he did. Opposite Vishnu Sahasranama. These things he shows that even if Bhagavan comes to this world, there will be two groups. One is praising, another will be criticizing. So we can never hope to have a life wherein our critics will be absent. People will be there. If you try to satisfy those critics, those who are praising you will become critics. Because you have to join them. Understood? By joining them only, you can satisfy these critics. So when you join the critics, naturally, your ex-friends will be critics. So, you have to be in your own way of understanding, approved by the sadhus. your life and principle should be approved by the sadhus, not by these two group of people. One group will support you because they may get some nice things from you. Another group will criticize you because they may get some hurt unknowingly from you. But sadhus will not tell anything for their selfishness, nor they will compromise with the truth. If you are wrong, they will tell you are wrong. If you are right, they will tell. Even if you are wrong person in many areas, if you are right in one area, they will tell in this area you are right, like that. So like that happened. Shishupala was doing his archana. Then finally, Bhagavan had to fulfill his promise given to Shishupala's mother. What was the promise? That I will kill him only when he crosses 100th Vishnu Sahasranama archana. Understand? So Shishupala was scolding. Funny scolding it was. A long passage it is. There he says, very funny thing, this fellow did not go to school at all. He went only 64 days. And all the teachers are telling that he has learnt, mastered all the 64 vidyas. I studied 12 years. I even could not do one vidya master. One vidya means what? One branch of science. Grammar if you take, it takes 12 years. So Shishupala says, all rishis are telling lie along with him. He thought he is the liar. And rishis also joined. Like that, in that angry mood, he was scolding rishis and Bhishmacharya, Vyasacharya, all he was scolding. Finally, when Bhagavan thought it is going beyond the limitation, so he killed. That is the story now Arjuna remembers. Patnyastavadhimaka klupta mahabhisheka shlaghishta charukabaram kitavai sabhayam sprishtam vikirya padayo patitashramukya yastastriyo krita hatesha vimukta kesha. In the series of remembrance, some incidents are happy incidents as far as Arjuna is concerned. Some incidents are sorrowful incidents. This is sorrowful incident wherein Draupadi was disrobed, was tried to be dishonored, disgraced. So, your patni, hey Yudhishthira, when your wife was about to be humiliated by this people, it was he who has saved her honor, who has saved our honor also. When Draupadi surrendered, the story we saw in the previous portions. Surrendered, hey Madhava, please protect me. Bhagavan says, because of that prayer, Nama Japa, Nama Sankirtana, I became a debtor for 13 years. To give back that phala of Nama Sankirtana, I had to roam, I had to do all types of menial jobs as a messenger, as a charioteer. Like that, Bhagavan expresses that. So, scripture says, if you want to make Bhagavan as a debtor, if you want to give loan to Bhagavan, what you do? You should do Nama Sankirtana. He will be a person who has taken loan from you and protect you. So Arjuna remembers that incident, and lots of other stotras are there. So he says, it was he who protected us from the curse of Durvasa Rishi. This also we saw. By eating Uchishta. For our sake, he ate Uchishta and protected us from the curse of Durvasa Rishi. He inspired me to go to Kailash and do tapasya and get Pashupatastra. When I was doing tapasya, Bhagavan did not come and give Pashupatastra for my tapas. He came in the form of a hunter, Bhagavan Shiva came in the form of an hunter. Then I had to fight with that Bhagavan. For my fighting, I got Pashupatastra. So how I got the power to fight with Bhagavan Shiva? Because of the blessing of Bhagavan Krishna. Because of his blessing, I got this Pashupatastra and even went to heaven and obtained the equal status with Indra. He used to sit along with Indra in the same asana, it seems. Mahendra Bhavane Mahad Asanardham, and he got lot of divine weapons also there when he was staying, Indra had problem from another Rakshasas, Kalakeya Nivata Kavachas, they are called. So Arjuna had to fight on behalf of Indra. Arjuna had to fight and conquered these Rakshasas also. All these things he was remembering. Then war was decided. Shakuni Mama decided, somehow or the other we have to win over these Pandavas. And as long as Krishna is there on their side, nobody can win. He has understood the power of the Lord. So how to bring Krishna to our side? He told Duryodhana, go now immediately, get a boon from him, that entire army will be with you. Yes, Krishna was related to Duryodhana also. And Balarama is naturally, he has taken side with Duryodhana. So go and meet both of them, somehow bring their army. Once their army comes to you, nobody can win. So Duryodhana came to Dwaraka. So Bhagavan came to know this. So he pretended as though he was sleeping. So that story you might have heard. Out of arrogance, this fellow sat next to the head of the Lord. Then he was remembering Arjuna, who, Bhagavan, hey, Bharo, you bandhidane, hey, you also come. before I am going to open my eyes, before this fellow ask a boon, you also come. So I can create some sort of drama and I can bless you. Suddenly Arjuna felt an urge that he should meet Krishna. So he came running. Then finally he saw, he entered. Oh, Bhagavan was sleeping. So with all devotion and friendliness. Devoted means friendly. His devotion was Sakya Bhava. So he will never sit on the Lord's feet. He keeps his head or he keeps his leg on Lord's thigh. Like that he used to sleep. So that day he thought, I should be a little bit humble. So he sat at the feet of the Lord. As even he said, suddenly Bhagavan got up. Oh, Arjuna, you have come. Like that. When Bhagavan expressed his wonder, another sound came. I also have come already. Like that. Then he turned back. In that B.R. Chopra, this one, whether they have done it or not, I don't know. That Mahabharata. So, you have also come. Actually, Duryodhana was elder to Krishna, equal to Arjuna. Oh, your elder brother, you also have come. Please come, please come. Now, what do you want? Why you have come? No, I want to ask a boon. Okay. What do you, why you have come, Arjuna? He also told, I want to ask you one thing. All right, both of you ask. I am related to both of you. But the chance will be given to first Arjuna because he is younger. Even though he has come. Rules alla theriyam. Bhagavan knows all rules. So, for Duryodhana, it was left up whether he will ask army. Then Bhagavan told, since I have given word to both of you, I will help both of you. I will stand as a Niraidha Pani, one side, and all my army is another side. And they have come here to ask help for battle, Mahabharata war. So, in battle, what is the treasure? Army is a treasure, correct? Not the leader of the army. For Duryodhana, anxious moments whether this Arjuna is going to ask army or not. Arjuna told as usual, hey, I don't want army and other things, I want you as a charioteer. That one, Arjuna, now he remembers, he says, Sautye vrita kumatinatmada Ishvaro me yad pada padma bhavaya bhajanti bhavya mam shantavaham arayo rathino bhuvishtam na praharan yadanubhava nirasta chitta. What a arrogant fellow he was. I asked the Bhagavan Devadi Deva as my charioteer. How much I should be arrogant to ask Bhagavan as my charioteer, and how much Bhagavan was loving me that he has accepted me, accepted my request. So, Devadi Deva, who is the shelter for all the spiritual seekers, yet Pada Padma Bhavaya Bhajanti Bhavya. In order to cross the entire ocean of samsara, people try to hold on his feet, and I ask that feet to be my driver. Like that, he cries. So, that story you know. When Arjuna asked Bhagavan only without any ayuda, Duryodhana was very happy. All right, the balance is only one. What is that army? I will take it, don't worry. Like that, he went and he was very happy and went to Shakuni Mama and informed, Mama, as you asked me to go and ask the help, I have. Then Shakuni Mama understood, only army, not he. Because the general rule is, whenever army goes, leader of the army should go. That's how they got Shalya also. Shalya was uncle of Nakula Sahadeva. But he fought for the sake of Duryodhana, you know. While coming, they fed him without informing the host name. Then finally, for the sake of Runa, Anna Runa they call it. Since I have taken food in your house, I will fight and die for your sake like that. So along with Shalya, everything has come, army. So along with the army, the master has to come. Where is the master? No, master is divided from the property. Then Shakuni Mama told, hey, idiot. Here in this case only, Bhagavan can separate himself from his possession. Understood? He can say, I am different from my possession. He is a jnani. In other case, wherever the master is there, possession also will be there. Wherever possession is there, master must be there. He will be there. Only bank account is there, wherever your bank account is there, you are there. So you will not say, my bank account is different from me. My property is different from me, you won't say. So it is a part of your individuality, it is a part of your name, it is a part of your power, correct? So somebody asks, what are you? What do you say? I am multi-millionaire. How can you say? Multi-million belong to money. It is money. So what do you say? I am multi-millionaire. I am a billionaire. Like that. So richness, all possession, generally is connected with the rich person. In this case, Bhagavan managed to get away from the Shakuni Mama's net. So Arjuna says, he did menial job for my sake as a charioteer and protected me from the dangers of Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Shalya, Jayadratha. So many dangers he was protected. So all the time he was remembering whatever happened in his life. Finally, in his heart, one more remembrance comes. It is very personal. Narmanyudara ruchirasmita shobhitani he partha he Arjuna sake kurunandaneti sanjalpitani naradeva hrutisprushani smartrulluthanti hrutayam mama madhavasya. It's a very beautiful shloka. He says, oh, my dear king, my heart is luthanti, distressed extremely when I recall how he was loving towards me. Whenever he calls me, hey Partha, hey Arjuna, hey Sakhe, how much love was there in those addresses? Narmani, Udhara, Ruchira, Smita, Shobhitani. Those words were immersed in love. So when I remember how much love he had towards me, and now I am deprived of his presence, who will speak to me with that much of love towards me? And that love, because of that love, all the time he used to speak to me. Other rajas, other people were jealous about our friendship, you know. Naradeva Hrithis Prashani, they have noticed. These fellows, what they have all the time, talking, like that. So they used to be jealous about our friendship. Ruchira smita shobhitani, always with our smiling face, charming face, he used to move with me, where is that charming face? Shayasanatana vikathana bhojana adishu aikyadvayasya ritavaniti vipralabdaha sakhyusakheva pitruvatanayasya sarvam sehe mahan mahitaya kumatera ghamme. This is a type of devotion with repentance. When Bhagavan called me with lot of love and affection, hey Partha, hey Sakhe, what I did? I called him, hey idiot, hey cheat, vipralabdaha. He used to call him a cheat, hey Kalla Krishna. Now also they are calling Bhagavan, they call now what? Hey Kalla Krishna, like that, ne? Songs are there like that, Kalla Krishna, Bharo, like that. So, sayyashana, atana, vikathana, bhojana adishu, they used to lie down in same bed, that much they were close, eat in same plate, then play together. How much he was magnanimous and patient towards my misbehavior when I called him as vipralabdaha, and he used to put his legs on Bhagavan and he used to sleep, it seems, cushion. Bhagavan's lap is cushion. So suddenly some Narada or Tumburu, other rishis come, na? They get shocked. Hey, what you are doing? So they cannot tell in front of Bhagavan that. So they called him silently. Hey, come. What you are doing? No, I am sleeping. Sleeping, we also know. This is not the way to sleep. You are putting your legs on Bhagavan. Don't do it like that. Because of his love, he is very close to you. Don't take advantage of that. Like that they used to advise. So that time when they told the greatness and grandeur of the Lord, naturally Arjuna also will be convinced, yes, 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 I should not take much advantage. Then as even they go, he will be sitting with all reverence. So Bhagavan will think, hey, what happened? Nothing happened. The rishis came and told, how should I behave with you? Yeah, those people are idiots, don't bother about it. Then he will hug Arjuna like that. During our relationship, eating, sleeping, playing, how much he was close. Even when rishis warned me not to do this type of sin, putting my legs on the Lord, but Bhagavan encouraged me to do that because of his loving relationship. No one could love me like him. What will happen to me in his absence? Soham Rupendra Rahita Purushottamena Sakya Priyena Sukruta Hrutayena Shunyaha Advanyurukrama Parigraham Angarakshan Gopairasadbihi Abaleva Vinirjitosmi Tadvaidanushta Ishavasaratho Hayaste Soyam Rathi Nrupatayo Yata Anamanti Sarvam Sarvam kshanena tadabhud asatisha riktam bhasman khutam ghukaradham ivoptamushya. Very touching shlokas these are all. Oh my dear elder brother, I am deprived of such an entity in my life, because of whom I conquered even devatas, and now in his absence I am conquered by tribals. It is the same bow, it is the same arrows, it is the same chariot. I am the same Arjuna who even conquered Indra. Now, alas, all of them have been reduced to futility, like the ghee poured in the bhasma. The ghee poured in the bhasma means what? In Yagashala, the ghee is poured. When Agni is there, that time only you have to pour the ghee. In bhasma, nobody will pour the ghee. Similarly, all my efforts to protect these women became futile. Everything is taken back from me. So how can I live in his absence? Since I missed the presence of my friend and Lord, how can I live? So this shows a great teaching. Everything we get in our life is the blessings of the Lord. Please understand. Whatever it may be, whether it is a difficult situation, trying situation, or a pleasant situation, everything is a gift. It has a purpose. Entire human life is a gift because parents are given, society is given, our food is given. We don't come and manufacture our food. It is already given. Mother is given, culture is given, Shastra is given, everything is given with a purpose. And it will be taken back. It will be taken back. Once the utility is over, whatever was given, it will be taken back without information. So Shastra says, use them and go beyond them. If you refuse to go beyond that, and if you consider yourself as a successful one by your self-effort or courage, then you have to find the truth in future, like Arjuna now. Arjuna used to think that everything happened because of his power. Now suddenly this knowledge has come. So he remembers everything. So he connected entire life situations with the Lord. So that is the secret of success. Can we connect our life with the Lord, whether it is positive situation or whether it is wanted situation or unwanted situation? That is the success. Now Arjuna says, not only Bhagavan left his body, my dear elder brother, not only Bhagavan left his body, all the Yadavas were destroyed in mutual fight. The destruction began with a curse that Rishis gave curse to that Kula. Mushalam Kula Nashanam. Krishna's children, Jambavati's son, decorated as a woman. Then they kept this Mushala inside the woman. When Rishis came, they criticized the Rishis. So let us see whether they are Trikala Darshis, whether they have this power to predict what will happen. So they came and brought this boy who is dressed as woman, as a pregnant woman. Then they asked, what child will come? Rishi told, Mushalam will come. That Mushala means what? The Mushala means pounding rod. In those days, they used to pound rice and wheat by an iron rod. That pounding rod will come and it will destroy the entire Kula. This Kula Nasha was approved by Bhagavan himself, because wherever dharma is there, Bhagavan will side. Wherever adharma comes, Bhagavan will take back his support. So his own people, Vrishni Kula, became arrogant. They were arrogant to such an extent, they started humiliating and criticizing sadhus. So sadhu ninda is very, very powerful sin, you know. Kula nasha will happen. So Bhagavan approved that destruction. So Yadavas became adharmic and invincible. And Yadavas became drunkards and humiliated sadhus. So Bhagavan approved that shapa. If Bhagavan doesn't approve, Govinda Bhujagupta Ayam, they call it. They were protected by Govinda. When the protection shield is removed, then only Nasha can come. So he removed that protection shield because they have done sadhu ninda. And sadhus also gave shapa, not being hurt by small children's criticism. They understood Bhagavan is waiting for one reason. Yeah, they become very adharmic. Drunkards, they become very drunkard. 2-3 times even Bhagavan gave warning also to the entire citizen. Don't have this drinking habit like that. So in this story you find one reason for Kula Nasha is drinking habit. Another reason is sadhu ninda. Non-respect to the good people, dharmic people. We will continue the story in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shochanam Runam यदुत्तम श्लोक यशो न गीयते गोपिका जीवन स्मरणम गोविंदा गोविंद।